Hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast, Premium Episode 262, Right Wing Cheaters. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakotansky,
Liv Akar,
and Julian Field.
For the next week or so, Travis is away on vacation. I'm not sure doing what, but he mumbled something about going to Montana to build an off-grid, self-sufficient compound in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, as a result, some of the executive powers of the podcast have been transferred to me, Liv, as a sort of Cincinnatus figure to guide us through the perilous Travis-free world of the next little while.
Yeah, it's one of those tests to see, does absolute power really do what people say it does? Mm-hmm.
Corrupt?
As they say, absolute power. Good time. Good vibes.
Yeah,
good and fun.
It makes you cool.
Best vibes and great content.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the most powerful people do end up kind of making the best content. So
Liv has a prima nocta right now.
I don't even know what that word means.
Various other powers.
As a result, I've collected a grab bag of ridiculous news stories that have happened in the past week or so to go through with the two remaining original QAA boys.
That really makes it sound like Travis is dead.
Well, he could be. I mean, he did send us a picture of, with a bear in the background, so.
It's all a part of my plan. One of them gone. How can I get the other two?
One gone. How can I get the other two out into nature where the elements can take them and I somehow escape blameless?
As I've been granted temporary dictatorial podcast powers, I am, of course, free to execute either of them if I deem their performance inadequate for the standard of a product made under my name.
Okay, that's good. So it's like Sid Meier's, this kind of situation where you're signing every podcast now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Liv has put both Julian and myself in a pool, and she's removed the ladder. Deep Sims joke. I don't know. Probably a couple Sims players still out there. Sure.
I got it.
Cool.
All of the stories we'll be covering today dropped on the same day, September 19th, 2024, a date which, for women married to right-wing men, will now live in infamy. As for some reason, all of them relate to infidelity in some way. So join us as we find out what happens when conservatives get a little bit too horny.
Okay. I'm Joey Greco, and you're going to watch me get punched in the face by somebody I'm trying to bust.
RFK Punier.
What is going on here?
I don't know. That... I couldn't think of it.
I don't even understand.
like vagina, like poon.
Yeah, like poon, but it's RFK Jr., so it's Punier.
Exactly.
No. Liv.
I just watched Julian's eyes roll Liv. Back into his head.
This is the very first proper choice you've made, and look at how you're handling your power.
I think it's great.
Punier.
I think she's doing great. I'm all for this.
Thank you, Jake. I'm promoting
Instead of
you.
Junior. RFK.
Yeah, I know how to avoid execution, okay?
Yeah, Julian, you're on thin ice right now.
Yeah, Julian, he has a problem with authority. He likes to walk. he likes to push it, but he'll end up on the chopping block.
Fuck, that sucks.
Our first story follows a man we've already done an episode on, RFK Jr. But since that up, a couple things have happened. He's dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Trump, while also seemingly attempting as hard as he can to basically be Trump's VP pick. Mm-hmm. While it seems impossible for Trump to actually remove his current historically unpopular pick, J.D. Vance, from the ticket, he's done almost everything he legally can to de facto replace him with RFK Jr. With Trump and Kennedy hitting the campaign trail together, and RFK promising to do more rallies with him in various battleground states in the coming month. If Trump and J.D. Vance were married, RFK Jr. would basically be Trump's younger, athletic personal trainer, who Trump loves spending time with.
100%. The question is, does he like that? Is he in on it?
I don't know. I think at this point, it seems like he really wanted, because Trump did offer him to be the VP pick a while ago, but he turned it down. It seems like he is regretting that.
Really? RFK Jr. was offered the VP?
I believe so.
Damn.
God, that would have been such a... The QAnon people would have loved that. They would have been that like, been oh, awesome. Oh, he was talking about RFK Jr. the whole time. We just got one letter wrong. We misinterpreted.
Yeah, my Trump 2020 or my Trump wrong. Kennedy... My Trump Kennedy 2020 t-shirt would actually be like useful again.
And valuable. Very much, much more valuable than it is now.
It already is valuable. It's like the thing I would protect with my life.
This is such schoolyard politics, though, where he's like, I'm actually don't like the guy that I picked. So like, I'm not gonna formally sort of like break up with him, but I'm just gonna start having this other guy who I like around, you know, I like having around a lot more, just be kind of closer to me and a bigger part of my campaign. It feels like being part of like a group project. You know what I mean? When you'd have to do group projects and you know, there would be two people in the group who clearly had better chemistry, and so you sort of got, you know, they would have a good time. They would get to do all the fun parts of the project, like the cutting and the pasting and the gluing, and you would have to write all the things. I mean, not from personal experience, of course. I was always the leader of the group and the group project.
He's metaphorically Shady Vance imagining himself.
Yeah, this reminds me of pumpkin carving when I was 8. And this is definitely that. do not ask if this is that.
Also, Trump asked RFK hours after the first assassination attempt, which is like the funniest possible time.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably thinks of himself as a Kennedy now that he's been like...
Yeah.
Attempts at it on his life have made him an honorary Kennedy in his mind.
As we talked about on our episode on him, RFK is no stranger to cheating on his wife. Kennedy conceptualizes his serial adultery as a sex addiction, which is a sentence that probably applies to at least half a dozen other people in his family. But in his case, it seems his cheating days are not behind him. As on the 19th of September, New York Magazine released a statement that one of their journalists, 31-year-old Olivia Nussi, had been put on leave after engaging in an inappropriate relationship with one of her subjects.
God, this is so sad because it's like, I'm sorry, the only way I could think that this would happen is if she's telling herself, well, I'll get to say I fucked a Kennedy. Because otherwise, like, what are we fucking doing?
She just
here?
Has the worst taste in men possible.
Okay.
I think that is good. Actually our takeaway. Like, and I know Glass House in this situation, but like, I think it's, yeah.
Yeah, you and Olivia love, you know, talking about your various times dating RFK Jr.
I mean, maybe she thought, depending on when it happened, maybe she thought she would be getting in with a potential, you know, vice president. You know, think of the access, you know, fancy parties, free parking.
Olivia, I'm going to come.
Yeah, grim.
Grim. Grim indeed.
Yeah. A report by journalist Olivia Darcy on the same day seemed to confirm that this statement was about 70-year-old, fetid, brain-wormed, former independent presidential candidate RFK Jr., whom Nussi had done a profile on in November of 2023. In a statement to the New York Times on September 19th, Nussi said this.
Some communication between myself and a former reporting subject turned personal earlier this year. During that time, I did not directly report on the subject nor use them as a source. The relationship was never physical, but should have been disclosed to prevent the appearance of a conflict. I deeply regret not doing so immediately and apologize to those I've disappointed, especially my colleagues at New York.
So what, were they sexting? Is that what she's trying to get at here?
I think they doing like full-on FaceTime, like sexy times
with
each other?
There's some allegations that it was full-on FaceTime sex, but it was at the very least sexting. Some nude photos.
Full-on FaceTime sex needs like a new like baseball base to be like what?
Yeah,
what base do you get? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, is that like getting thrown out trying to steal home or? I mean,
it's a bunt, but it like the bases are loaded.
Yeah, yeah. There's somebody will figure this out. I see a new Oxford English Dictionary entry coming within the next couple years over this. Mm-hmm.
Three like specialists of baseball discussing this.
Yeah.
For those who are unaware of Olivia Nussi, she's a fairly prominent American political reporter. She did a report on Trump a few months ago that I've seen described as intimate and cutting, which is sort of what she's known for. And if you actually go back and read the profile she did on RFK Jr., it's of a similar style. It details her experience going hiking with him in California. And all of it is pretty insane with the knowledge that it would lead to both of them cheating on their spouses together. But maybe the most insane section comes at the start. Just two paragraphs in, where Nuzzy writes this.
Bobby, as he's known to friends, walked through the French doors dressed for his morning hike in blue jeans, a black hoodie, Keens, and an unfriendly expression. He said little as he led his three enormous canines to the van, though I don't know what he could have said that could have prepared me for the sight of the thing. That the dog car survived a nuclear war, maybe? Or even more frightening, the chickenpox vaccine? Rearview mirrors smashed to bits, seatbelts chewed off, cushions not open, filth and dog hair covering every surface. The death machine smells so bad, I thought I might pass out after 15 seconds riding shotgun, and that was before the candidate hung a sharp left and sped off toward the trailhead. The dogs barking and toppling over in the area of the car that theoretically should contain back seats, but instead holds a wooden bench.
Shut up, you idiots, he told the dogs.
At least I think he was talking to them. He swung the vehicle around to park on the side of the road, released the hounds, and started his ascent.
Real sexy shit.
This is batshit crazy.
This is one of the biggest setbacks for feminism in history. The fact that she was like, he like literally put her through the dog treatment, and she was like, well, I don't know though.
I want to send in my tits.
He did release the hounds, and it smelled real bad, you know, but that's kind of what I'm into.
Yeah, decaying corpse.
Hey, Robert, could you just say, shut up, you idiots, and I'm in the back of the van, maybe?
Okay, but now say it like I'm on the wooden bench in okay, the back of your car. Who's got a wooden bench in their car? I'm sorry.
This is fucked up puppy play shit, dude.
This is so unsafe. If I had been in her position, I would be so traumatized instantly. I'd be like, the car is unsafe. The guy is unsafe. The dogs are unsafe. And I'm worried about the dogs. You know, they're not strapped in. They're toppling over each other. They got a wooden bench.
That's what I was thinking as well. They need a little doggy bed. That's much safer.
Who wouldn't want to fuck a big raw piece of beef chuck that's being rolled around in dog hair?
I don't know. I've never called my dog an idiot. Liv, have you ever called your dog an idiot?
I don't think so.
Hey, can Teddy hear me? Can Teddy hear me right now?
No, he's in the back room.
Shut up, you idiot.
But he's got big ears, so maybe he did hear.
Maybe he did.
Shut up, you idiot.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to, especially when you're with a reporter who's doing a story on you.
Well, he has three dogs,
though.
That's your impression. It's like, he has like a whole like Looney Tunes routine. There's three dogs. Yeah. It's like Huey, Dewey, Louie. He's like, shut up back there, you know? Like,
yeah, I can
they're being
see
rambunctious.
That.
If Teddy had two other Teddies, you'd probably have a bit more on your hands. I mean, I feel like that's you'd true. Start calling them idiots.
I would just be like, it would be like the scene in Gremlins after he feeds Gizmo and he's just surrounded by little mogwais. Some of them are funnier than others. One of them's evil.
Yes, okay.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking. We've processed that.
While RFK initially seemed to speak positively of the piece, he and his campaign would come to level it a hit piece, arguing it depicted him negatively. According to Vanity Fair, RFK also seemed to make some sort of unwanted advance on Nuzzy during the hiking trip. To quote from the article,
multiple sources described an incident on the hike in which Kennedy grabbed Nuzzy's hand. Nuzzy had a conversation with another reporter who had a similar experience and called what had occurred quote-unquote creepy. Kennedy, New York, and Nuzzy declined to comment for the story.
Hey, it sounds like Nuzzy turned a hit piece into a hit-it piece.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And Punier was too low, was below you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... It irritates me hearing it again, even, Punier. It's just...
Well, I'm glad you'll get to hear it again during editing.
God damn it.
Also, not a great move to try to hold the hand of the reporter who's doing the story on you after you've picked her up in your broken car with your rambunctious animals. You've let the animals out on the side of the road somewhere before continuing up to where the hiking spot is. Unless, I guess, does he own all of this land, maybe? And so if you let the dogs off a mile away from where you're hiking, it's still technically your property and they'll know how to come back.
I think you're missing the point, which is that it in fact did work.
That's true. That is actually a good point.
That's what makes this so shitty, is that it's, like I said, we've set back feminism years. She's like, this guy's a fucking creep.
He's like, awful. Come on, I want to show you under this log. He grabbed her hand, and she, as he's, you know, kind of forceful, and she's like, I'm a little weirded out by this. But also, like, damn, this is like, I don't know, being courted by Bigfoot or something.
I feel like I'm waking up down there.
Hey, come on, I found a pile of dead frogs.
Straight up, dude. I mean, that's like all women want you to show them a bug,
yep,
or some ooze.
Yep, definitely.
Like it's, yep, bring them to like a swamp.
It's a real alpha male pickup techniques.
That's right. Show them like a piece of lichen. Mm.
Come on, I found a place where some ants are eating a wasp.
Yeah. On the same day that the story of Nuzzy and RFK's affair broke, Dylan Byers from Puck News reported that Nuzzy had sent RFK nude photographs by a text, which Byers says a source close to the matter described as demure.
I'm sorry, come on, we can't be using this word like in descriptive reporting. This is insane. What the fuck are we doing? Guys?
Like, why are we, yeah,
brat? Like, what, yeah, what are we doing here? It is very funny that this guy is just such a huge piece of shit. Like, he is like, he's literally collecting women's nudes and just like showing them to buddies, and he is such a poor human being.
RFK claimed the two met only once for the hiking trip described in the profile, although Byers, for instance, claims this isn't likely true and the two had met beforehand. All this is like gossip, though, of course.
Yeah, dude, I don't even believe they haven't had like a physical thing.
Yeah, who knows?
They're just going to figure out what like part people don't have any proof and just rope that off and lie about it. That's obviously what's going to happen unless someone uncovers something else.
To continue from the previously mentioned Vanity Fair article.
Toward the end of November, the two had resolved their differences and a, quote, flirtation via text had begun that would grow more intense over time. The, quote, digital relationship, as it has become known, between a married 70-year-old and an engaged 31-year-old would go on for several months, lasting until late August. Like all relationships, even or maybe even especially those pursued via phone, it was multi-layered and it was complicated, intense at times, dormant at others. Both parties appear to agree on just one thing. It never became physical.
Yeah, it's almost like they like had a phone call where they told each other, like, what's the next layer of lies that we can, you know, dam this mudslide up with.
You know, I mean, you can never pretend to know what somebody's situation is, but I'm just imagining the reporter's fiance. You know, she came home probably, and maybe they were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, whatever. And she was like, oh my God, I had the craziest, like, psychopathic day with RFK Jr. He has this, like, broken car with a wooden bench. It's just, like, dog shit all over it. He smells awful. He, like, tried to hold my hand at one point. It was really fucked up. And you both sit there, and you're like, damn, that's so fucked up. Like, should we say anything? Should we like report? And you're like, no, don't worry. I'm just going to be honest about the piece and like kind of make him look out to be like the scumbag that he is. And then like months later, or a year later, she's like, I'm sorry, babe. I've been sending naked pictures to the guy I hate. Like,
the night like that she gets back and tells him about the day and how crazy and shitty it was and how this guy's a lunatic. She lay her head on the pillow, like away from him. Her eyes turned red and dark Nuzzy was activated. And, you know, she was just thinking, you know, like, you know, with another part of her body.
She's like, God, somebody who has such bad hygiene and takes such poor care of his animals, he must be a fucking razorback in the sack.
Oh, he probably is like actually kind of like a razorback.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sack.
Like an actual disgusting.
Yeah, like a warthog.
He's a wild boar. We should be thinning the population of RFK Juniors because they're becoming feral and attacking farms.
An invasive species.
This story has received a lot of coverage in the past week or so. In the first day of its breaking, there were 9 Daily Mail articles about it, for instance.
Of course.
This is mainly because of Nuzzy's prominence among DC political reporters, a world that isn't all that large. For 2 years, up until the release of this story, she had been engaged to Ryan Lizza, the chief Washington correspondent for Politico. And thus a lot of reporting on the subject has been especially imbued with spite drawn from interpersonal conflicts and rivalries.
I mean, I think we can agree that Politico is cucks.
Yeah, that's true. Officially now.
That's kind of the platform for it.
Yeah. To quote again from Byers Peace,
in the immediate aftermath, some of Nuzzi's associates advanced the idea that Lizza had leaked news of his ex-fiance's SMS, SMS dalliance, perhaps through anonymous channels, in order to exact some measure of retribution. Again, there are certain things only certain people know for sure, but my reporting thus far leads me to believe that this hypothesis is not true. Interpret this how you will, but Darcy's original report notes that the 70-year-old RFK was, quote, alleged to have boasted privately about the alleged relationship with a 31-year-old mm-hmm. journalist. Boasted privately.
Of course, mm-hmm. yeah. He's yeah. showing pictures.
Because he can't help himself.
An oxymoron.
He's 70 and he's still doing shit yeah. that you would do in like a frat.
Yeah.
That's insane. I love this though. Like the names are all so bad. It's like Nuzzy rizzed up Bobby and Lizza is no longer the drip king.
What a stupid world we live in.
Olivia Nuzzi's former fiancé, 50-year-old Ryan Lizza, who's at Politico but previously was dismissed from The New Yorker due to sexual misconduct.
They're all so bad. Put them all in a bag.
No, yeah, this really is a story where I don't have any anything but contempt for everyone
We
involved.
Have no faves. No faves, no. Problematic or other.
He broke off their engagement upon hearing about the affair in August, so he knew about it a little while ago.
That's awesome.
According to Vanity Fair, he also allegedly had a quote-unquote heated phone call with the former presidential candidate upon hearing the news.
Okay. Did you...
Which is like, it's so funny to be RFK and like brag to probably just a bunch of people.
About the thing that, yeah, would expose you and someone else as a cheater. That's so smart. Really smart to be a public person like this. Remember when he said like in that interview, he's like, I've got lots of skeletons in my closet. And he's like,
you're making skeletons. Like you haven't stopped.
But also like, you know how politics work. What do you think happens next?
He wants to be like Trump, basically. Trump is the only one who's ever been able to do this.
Yeah. No, he's definitely a fuck off, I don't give a shit type of guy and a terrible man.
Yeah, he should kill himself.
Damn, it's crazy that we have to beep that, but she did say Nuzzy himself.
According to Byers Peace in Vanity Fair, after Nuzzi's editor heard about her affair and informed Vox, they wanted to simply conduct an internal investigation of any potential biases the affair would have led to, and kept it private. One version of the story they debated telling the public was that Nuzzi was being placed on medical leave.
Mm-hmm. For being pregnant with RFK Jr.'s baby!
Yet Olivia Darcy, a reporter for Status, caught wind of the story and contacted both Nuzzi and Vox repeatedly for comment, intending to make her and Kennedy's affair public. Given it was clear that Darcy wanted to break the story, New York Magazine eventually released a statement about Nuzzi being placed on leave for some nondescript, inappropriate relationship with the subject.
Okay.
It's funny they didn't say who it was. Like, the reason people figured out was because of Darcy's report the same day.
God, I'm just trying to think, like, if you just removed the Kennedy name, imagine just kind of no context, RFK Jr., and you fuck him.
Crazy.
Jesus.
The reason we have so many details regarding this story is because it's Washington journalist gossip being reported by Washington journalists. Reactions to the affair by this group of self-absorbed assholes extended beyond merely the writing of gossip articles, and many a reporter took to tweets to make their opinion about this very important matter known. Some people in the social world made the story about themselves, like Keith Olbermann, who reacted to it by detailing the quote-unquote wholesome fling he had with Nuzzi a decade ago, when she was 21 and he was 55. Just well, again, just the worst taste in men possible.
Yeah.
Keith Olbermann.
Oh, fuck.
It's grim. Yeah, it's grim. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And she's very beautiful. Like, she doesn't
have
to do this.
She's a beautiful woman. She was 21.
She doesn't have to do this.
No. She definitely, the wrong way is the way she enjoys these things.
Other journalists in the field would come up to defend her. DC investigative journalist Jordan Schachtel, for instance, tweeted this.
Olivia Nuzzi is an enormously talented and fair journalist who, quote, crossed the line by humiliating the White House through objective, well-sourced reporting on Biden's cognitive decline. Since then, the DC ruling class has sought her destruction. Be very wary of these smear attempts. Okay.
Trump aide Corey Lewandowski, who's recently gotten back into Trump's good graces for some reason, which is just, his camp is so awful.
That's proof. That's actually proof that he has dementia.
Yeah. He just forgot.
He just doesn't know. He's like, who are you?
Is it new aide for us? Cool. Good. Come aboard.
Yeah. Never heard of them. He seems like a good kid.
He tweeted out Darcy's report about the affair shortly after it dropped, but quickly deleted it. And of course, many journalists were just generally weird about the situation. One example comes from Dem strategist Nomiki Konst, who tweeted this.
I'm going to leave this here. Maybe, just maybe, consider RFK's role as a 70-year-old on a 31-year-old female reporter. Like, y'all are self-proclaimed feminists, but on Twitter just are full-on bullies.
So it's age gap discourse.
I'm so sorry. Once you reach the age of 30,
yeah,
you are good.
You're very much so an adult.
At that point, we can't be, no matter how much Xbox you play, no matter how much of a shut-in you are at that point, you can't just be like, I was just a kid. An impressionable professional journalist. Give me a fucking break.
As a result of receiving some negative feedback for the post, with it garnering 559 likes and 1,200 replies, Konst followed it up with a reply that read this.
Oh, hey, it's been an hour and Russia has tuned in. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Putin just loves age gap discourse.
Yes.
But maybe possibly the funniest and most absurd reaction to the story came from RFK Jr. and his team, who responded to it breaking by claiming that he was quote-unquote bombarded with unwanted nude messages from Nuzzi.
Of course, yeah.
According to a New York Post article, a source close to Kennedy said about the affair that
she went after him aggressively. She targeted him pretty hard. Bobby was blocking her continually. It was a little scary. She was obsessed with him. I think she still is.
Big boss move.
I am more sympathetic to the argument that what she is doing is elder abuse than what.
It gets to a point where it's taking advantage of it.
It's like he's so old.
Yeah. Seems like there's been a couple articles by the Post whose goal has been defending the official RFK story on the matter. The article we just read from continues by saying this.
A friend of RFK Jr. said it wasn't uncommon for women to throw themselves at Kennedy while on the campaign trail. The Post reported from Kennedy's campaign launch in Boston in April 2023, noted the, quote, hot MILFs flirting with him that day.
See... Okay.
This is journalism.
He's like MILF magnet.
Dude, this, yeah, you have to understand that she had to fight her way through like an outer shell of MILFs to get to him.
She's 31 years old. Like, come on. Like, what are we lowering the age of MILFs now? We're also still using this term. I mean, come on.
It's hard to argue age gap when someone's also being called a MILF.
Yeah, exactly.
You took advantage of this MILF. she's too young.
I can't even make a joke about this. It's so wild. I mean, it feels like what dudes would do in like the Salem witch era, where anytime they needed to defend themselves, they would be like, "She's a lunatic." Like, what am I supposed to do? Women, they're crazy.
It's like the last line of defense if you're a cheating husband who's been like caught.
I mean, the idea that a man that is so documented as like a cheater and like a sex fiend is then gonna argue like so much later. Be like, well, it's just crazy. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't kind of go with like she took advantage of his sex addiction. You know, she knew exactly what she was doing, and poor Bobby, he had no choice but to use his front facing camera and retaliate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a part of the messaging literally is that like she's a siren and he couldn't help himself.
Yeah, of course. No, it's all the classic like blame bullshit.
Yeah, like a thing that works in the 1960s.
To be completely fair to her, there's so much like misogyny inherent in like people's response to this.
Yeah.
Even some of the more, you know, supposedly, you know, more refined people in this kind of media world. But fuck them all.
Nuzzi's camp, of course, vehemently denies this narrative. One friend of hers was quoted in a Vanity Fair article as saying,
she was not stalking him. She did not bombard him with images.
RFK is also supposedly hired who the Post introduces as a security expert, Gavin DeBecker, in order to investigate their interactions because, to quote from that article,
RFK Jr. is allegedly pursuing civil and potentially criminal litigation against the 31-year-old star political reporter.
Okay.
Not true.
No, that's how you know it's... You know, he's serious. He wants to sue her.
Yeah, I might sue her for, like, sending me so much awesome pussy shots.
Yeah, this is a guy standing 10 feet away from Cheryl Hines, pacing back and forth, going, maybe I should sue. Maybe I should sue.
Yeah.
Like, this is just ultimate deflect defense.
Becker, who is a close friend of Bobby and one of his biggest donors, is not merely a security expert, but also does info operations. He was quoted in the article as saying this.
This had nothing to do with romance. He was being chased by porn.
Excuse me, dude. Excuse me, Doc.
Yeah?
The porn was chased. He was being chased by porn.
And then finally,
when they managed to neutralize the porn, they took the mask off the porn, and it was Olivia Nuzzi. And they're like, damn, these damn kids.
Many of the details released by RFK's camp and reported neutrally by the Post come from Jessica Reed Krause, aka House and Habit, whose name is spelled wrong in the Post article. In the piece, she is reported essentially as a neutral observer, being introduced initially as someone who knows them both. This is despite the fact she had an active role in the Kennedy campaign. One example being participating in RFK Jr.'s Women's History Month auction to raise campaign funds, which is a great thing for RFK Jr.
That's human trafficking for sure. Yeah. They're actually auctioning the women.
Yeah. One of the Post articles about the story says this.
Nuzzi, who was placed on leave last week, allegedly tricked the married politician into receiving her racy messages after he first blocked her number over a flirtatious remark she made just 2 weeks after her profile on him was published in November of 2023, according to Krause. Quote, a few weeks later, Nuzzi emailed him, asking to be unblocked, claiming she had urgent information about a hit piece being prepared against him, Krause wrote on her House in Habit Substack. Okay. Once unblocked, she bombarded him with increasingly pornographic photos and videos that he found difficult to resist. After brief exchanges, he would block her again.
Oh,
he's
this
like,
is
oh,
good.
No,
yeah.
Not the messages. Ah!
Yeah, he can't. He just, after a while, you know, it broke him. But this poor innocent man, he tried so hard to stop all this increasingly pornographic images of Olivia Nuzzi, but eventually it broke him down.
He's like, I should have never tried to hold her hand on our hike.
I wasn't particularly familiar with who Krause was before I encountered her for this story, but as it turns out, she's sort of insane. On her Instagram, which has a million followers, she seems to have continually posted about Nuzzi in the past week, generally ranting about how she used to be friends with her and how she isn't because she's evil, etc. Mm. 6 days after the story was released, she said this of many other things on her IG story.
I don't care what @NYMag does with her. No one trusts that rag anyways, but I will make sure anytime she walks into a restaurant in Palm Beach, every woman there knows exactly how she operates and the lengths she took to try and ruin what I've got going on while letting me build her up and promote her as something she is clearly not. Not only did she use me, she sought to destroy my credibility in her obsessive hunt for RFK. I care less about this quote-unquote digital dalliance than her infiltration into my life. She's not a victim. She's an opportunist in a sweater dress two sizes too small. Okay, so yeah. Psycho shit. Just
that's great. I think they did know each other at some point, so it is like interpersonal thing, you know.
Yeah, this is like a drunk person at a party.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You have no idea. That slut. You don't even know the beginning of it. She destroyed my life.
All of those Instagram posts. And it's like, if you look at the Instagram bar, you know, it's when it's like insanely small, each of the little stories. There's like a billion of them. It's all just like angry as fuck.
Her Substack is just fueled by white wine.
Yeah. There's an entire subreddit dedicated to hating this woman and documenting the things she says called House on Fire.
Okay, of course.
And she was a crucial component of Johnny Depp's viral TikTok smear campaign against Amber Heard during their 2022 defamation trial, among other things. So she's used to smearing women and defending rapist men, essentially.
Awesome.
This is essentially all the info I found out about the story that isn't just completely unsourced gossip. Although, as you've noticed, I've still included a lot of that. But given that it's just basically tabloid bullshit, it should be no surprise that a Queenie, New York former real estate agent who's very familiar with both Nuzzi and RFK loves the story. Mm-hmm. According to a Daily Beast article, Trump is obsessed with their alleged affair. To quote from the article,
Kennedy denied the whole thing to Trump, a source with direct knowledge told the outlet. He said he hardly knows her. He said he met her one time. Trump was also apparently close to making a public statement about the alleged digital dalliance, having, quote, almost posted to Truth Social, his social media platform, my condolences to Ryan Lizza.
Which I wish he did.
My condolences. Mr. Lizza, it seems like you found yourself in the cuck seat, and I have no further comment. My condolences. I will attend your funeral, sir.
That was the full piece, but very recently there were two updates I saw that I found right before we started recording. One of which is that Cheryl Hines, so RFK Jr.'s wife, was seen without her wedding ring after the story broke, okay. So...
Not good.
Probably a last straw situation, I assume.
No, it's probably the first time he's ever done something like this.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah, first documented. Yeah. And the other one relates to Elizabeth Nuzzi accusing Ryan Lizza of orchestrating a blackmail campaign in relation to exposing this.
Jesus Christ.
She has now sued Lizza, claiming that he is the one who leaked this.
Wow. Well, I mean, you cheat on a guy, you know, and then poor Lizza's got to do his thing, you know? He's got to leak to the media.
To quote from the CNN article on the matter,
Nuzzi wrote in a court filing that in mid-August, Lizza, quote, explicitly threatened to make public personal information about me to destroy my life, career, and reputation, a threat he has since carried out.
I hate these names.
Yeah, I hate these names so much. Nuzzi said she believes Lizza began his alleged harassment at the beginning of July as a way to blackmail her into a relationship with him and punish her when she wouldn't acquiesce. She said by the next month, Lizza had stolen a personal electronic device from her, was hacking her devices, then anonymously shopping information about her to the media. Some of the information may have been, quote, doctored to hurt her more, Nuzzi alleged, and she believes Lizza impersonated, quote, an anonymous campaign operative to give a political campaign information that would hurt her further, according to the court records. In her court filing, Nuzzi said Lizza also threatened her with violence, quote, to assume his share of financial responsibility for a joint book contract they had, according to the court records.
Lizza responded to the allegations by saying this.
I am saddened that my ex-fiancé would resort to making a series of false accusations against me as a way to divert attention from her own personal and professional failings. I emphatically deny these allegations, and I will defend myself against them vigorously and successfully. Man,
so fuck all of them. I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
The time for vigorous action is past. Yeah. My good Lizza. Lizza and Nuzzi. Lizza and Nuzzi. Nuzzi and Lizza.
Nuzzi and Lizza.
Nuzzi Lizza.
Washington D.C. power couple.
I'm done. This whole fucking scene sucks.
Fuck these guys.
Black Nazi gooners.
I'm sure most of you are aware of who this segment is going to be about. Well, I bet there is more than one black Nazi gooner out there. Only one person has been exposed as such in the news recently. Sorry, Kanye. Mark Robinson is the current Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, a job he got after being elected in 2021, and he's currently running for governor of the same state as a Republican candidate. Robinson has gotten into trouble recently as his digital footprint has revealed him to be, well, a black Nazi gooner.
Okay.
I think the titles really pick up. I think the first one was kind of weak, but it's all up from here, Julian.
No, This is just great.
Mark Robinson's rise to political prominence is fairly unique. It would begin in 2018, after a video went viral on Facebook of him arguing against gun control during a Greensboro City Council meeting.
I didn't have time to
You have to give us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. I live at 4015 Sassafras Court. That's right here in Greensboro. I've lived in Greensboro all my life. I didn't have time to write a fancy speech. I didn't have time to, you know, I didn't have the resource of an English teacher to sit down and write a speech with at school today. And, you know, bought over here, practice or anything. What I really came down here for was this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, and domestic violence, and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm.
Following this video going viral, Robinson dropped out of the university he was attending and quit his job at a furniture manufacturer to make money doing public speaking engagements, such as going to the NRA National Convention. Since being flung into the Republican political world as a result of internet virality, Robinson has been known to say some pretty insane things, such as the idea that mass shootings are karma for the murdered infants resulting from abortion, comparing pro-choice activists to those who supported slavery, and saying this.
Abortion in this country is not about protecting the lives of mothers. It's about killing a child because you weren't responsible enough to keep your skirt down.
So these are the things he said publicly, like he got elected saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
He would become a Republican Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina by beating the Democratic candidate by 3% of the vote in 2021. And honestly, the fact that Democratic operatives didn't find this insane treasure trove during that election is a fucking disgrace, because it's very easy to find. Like, he did not do anything whatsoever to hide this.
Yeah, very weak oppo.
Nevertheless, someone seems to have found it at the very least before he could have become elected as governor of North Carolina, which is an election that's happening in a month from now. As on September 19th, CNN released a bombshell report on the Lieutenant Governor's digital footprint titled,
quote, "I'm a black Nazi. NCGOP nominee for governor made dozens of disturbing comments on porn forum."
That's awesome.
Wait, so this guy's going on porn forums and talking about being a black, literally saying, "I'm a black Nazi."
Oh, yes,
Nazi.
That is a legitimate quote.
That's so cool and normal and great.
Yeah. A decade-long trail of insane comments Robinson left on the website Nude Africa. Which is a black porn forum that has now since closed its ranks to only allow members who pay $30 a month to access.
That's right. Well, now that they've found out it's politicians mostly, so you've got the money.
If you're unfamiliar with the story, you may be asking how it's possible that people have so assuredly connected the comments to Robinson. Well, it turns out that both the username and email that is alleged to be Robinson on Nude Africa are also used publicly by him on websites like YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, and Black Planet, including before he went viral in 2018.
Do I need to even ask what Black Planet is?
No, that one's normal.
That's a normal just like thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, just in the context of everything else we've done so far about this guy, I can't just take that as a given.
Robinson would post as MINISOLDR on these public sites while being into a public political actor. The same name he posted with on Nude Africa. The name, likely meaning mini soldier, is possibly a reference to his military past, although he admitted he could never actually be a soldier in his memoir. But it could also be a reference to the 1/6 scale Nazi SS figures he owned and posted photos of to the forum The Ultimate Soldier.
Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus.
Doing like Nazi Warhammer campaigns.
Liv, you always find the Nazi Warhammer guys.
It's true.
The Nazi Warhammer and the Nazi Club Penguin guys.
It's a bad signal. I can tell. CNN's investigation connecting the accounts was far more detailed than this, though, as he even listed his name as Mark Robinson on his porn profile.
Okay.
So it's really just, which makes sense in the context that he just, like, became a politician because he had a viral, like, debate video. Like, he was like, I'm not going to fucking do anything with my life. I don't know. I'm, like, working a furniture manufactory. I can post about gooning to Nazi stuff or whatever online.
Mm-hmm.
Many autobiographical details from the account also match up with Robinson, with a 2011 post from the account claiming he comes from Greensboro, North Carolina. The age listed on the account matching up with Robinson's age, and the account mentioning he got married the exact same year Robinson did. So there's really no room possible.
Hey boys, getting married. Just hitting up nudeafrica.com to tell them that boys, I finally did it.
Yeah.
Found the woman of my life.
I didn't spend the $30 a month to see what was going on at Nude Africa, but it does seem like it's more of like a social like forum sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's people like debating stuff while they're jerking off, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah. The porn account also used unique and odd turns of phrases commonly utilized by Robinson, such as,
I don't give a frog's fat ass. I don't give two shakes. Gag a maggot.
And finally,
Dunderhead.
Dunderhead is great.
These are classic phrases.
Yeah, everyone loves saying, I don't give a frog's fat ass.
Yeah. The shit that Robinson posted on this website is incredibly vile, raunchy, and in many cases entirely antithetical to his political beliefs. One example, of course, being his position on transgender women, where he's publicly said they should be put in jail for using the women's restroom. This is despite his comment on the Nude Africa forum related to his love of transgender porn, where he wrote, I love watching tranny on girl porn. That's fucking hot. It takes the man out while leaving the man in.
That's
that's good.
That's good.
Okay. Actually, I think he's misunderstanding, but...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Given that he was commenting on a porn forum, we got quite a bit of him being remarkably horny. One saga that was widely reported relates to a supposed affair that Robinson was having with his wife's sister.
Damn.
Yeah. On one post in 2011 about the subject, he said this, and be warned because we were very much so entering Pervert's podcast territory here for a second, and in lieu of that, I will make Julian read all the gross stuff in this section.
Sure, why not?
It's your lot in life.
I am currently having an affair with my wife's sister, and I just needed a place to say out loud that she has the best smelling, best tasting pussy and asshole in the universe.
I should mention that that last sentence is in all capital letters.
Yeah, he's screaming that on the rooftops of Nude Africa.
Shirt off, arms open. You know.
Robinson kept users of the Nude Africa forum updated fairly frequently about this alleged affair. And let me tell you, it is some vile shit. Posts about his infidelity go back at the very least to 2008 on the site, with one post by him on that year saying this.
Fellas, let your girl think she is in control and you can do what you want. I've been married 18 years and have been fucking whoever I want and when I want, including my wife's fine-ass sister who does threesomes with me and another girl we know. They both love that ass-to-mouth thing and there is nothing like having your balls sucked and asshole licked while deep in some pussy. Okay, well, I mean, he's speaking my language. Highly relatable.
I was originally going to spare the listeners the details of this, but no, I feel like you have to know.
Yeah, this is very funny stuff, and making me read it is, you know, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came back for this after a 20-minute call with the bank for fraud reported on my account. This is just like the banana at the end of the split, you know?
In 2011, he said this on a thread titled Wife's Sister.
Had me another hot morning with the wife's sister. She brought along her laptop this time, and we watched some vids here on NA. The one that really got us hot was called Wet Anal. That vid got her pussy soaking wet, and y'all know what I did, right? That ass was wet, slick, and good, and pissy, and I licked and sucked that pussy and asshole till my face was covered with her funky juices. Then she sucked my dick till it was... Then she sucked my dick till it was good and hard, and then lubed it down with wet. Then she laid back while I greased that asshole with her pussy juice and wet. Watching my big dick slide in and out of that asshole takes my breath away. It looks so good. We ass fuck a lot, but she gave me a nasty, sexy surprise this time, right when I was really pumping the... Right when I was really pumping the dookie shoot, good. She shot a long, hot stream of piss up in the air that covered my chest and stomach. It was so fucking hot. She was coming, I was coming, she was pissing, and I was covered in piss and pussy juice and lube. Damn, this girl is good, and I can't wait till next week to get some more.
Thank you, Julian.
Surely this can't be real. This is too crazy.
Yeah.
I love covering politics.
It is funny, like the CNN article, it was like, the things that are said here, it is too vile to include, you know.
Yeah, but you're like,
no.
Okay, it's time for me to include
them. The people have to know.
Yeah, this isn't CNN.
He's a public servant.
I mean, oh, I hate so many parts of what I just read. I'm sorry, really pumping the dookie shoot good? And you misspelled dookie, bro. What the fuck? It's like such horny posting too, like full of weird spaces and exclamation marks and dot dot dot.
Yeah, that one hand typing kind 100%. Of posting.
Oh yeah, he's going to town on himself.
But like he's
shit.
Talking like he's an 11-year-old boy,
yeah,
like
really
dookie shoot, like 11-year-old boy who's discovered like online sort of like Tumblr sex story, you know, like written out sex stories.
Yeah, it really is. Like all his porn comments are like what a 13-year-old. Would say like anyone reading this is like this is a 13-year-old pretending like this is not a man with like a child and a wife.
Yeah, there's no wife, there's no sister.
There is though.
Well, we're not actually quite sure. I was trying to find some confirmation that the sister does exist, and there seems to be contradictory things.
So you're saying he made up this dookie shoot?
I think it's possible that this is fake and that he doesn't have a sister, or that his wife doesn't have a sister, which is
That's
maybe
awesome.
The funniest. Like, how do you feel as the wife? Where it's like...
Amazing.
You fucking my non-existent sister.
She's like, Mark, I read some of the things you wrote. I don't have a sister. Who are you talking about? And he's like kind of sheepish, embarrassed. He's like, I was just making up stories for my friends online.
Yeah. This is such a funny thing to get busted for.
There's a lot of other really awful stuff that I'll spare you from knowing directly, because it gets worse than that. Things about, you know, how much he likes the smell of pee and assholes. That's generally the real two he focuses on.
Okay. Mm.
But this expose on Robinson didn't exclusively reveal his perverted sexual tastes. As the title of the CNN piece suggests, Robinson is also rather fond of Adolf Hitler.
Okay. Yeah.
So this man loves three things. Pee, poo, and Hitler. Let me just clarify. Look, when I'm talking about things that I love three things. Piss, butthole, and Adolf Hitler. The trifecta, the trifecta of online horniness.
Well, those are the I believe the three holes of a woman.
yeah, got her right in the Hitler.
Well, you might expect this info about Robinson's political affiliations to have come to us through him posting on like a political forum. It also comes from his Nude Africa posting history. Mm-hmm. In 2012, for instance, Robinson wrote this.
I'd take Hitler over any of the shit that's in Washington right now.
Okay, that's good.
Good if you're in Washington, too. He's just looking around and being like, I wish Hitler was here with me.
Yeah, he's like,
I wish I was working hand in hand with my hero, Adolf Hitler, said a black man. Super smart.
Robinson also apparently claimed that he was a black Nazi, which, according to the CNN expose, was unprovoked. So he just said that.
Yeah, he's like, hey, by the way.
Robinson was also very fond of using a litany of slurs, generally aimed against black people, Muslims, and Jewish people. I'm used to thinking some, like, extremely old, antiquated slurs. Like, I didn't know that there was a Jewish H word.
Yes, there is.
I hadn't heard that one before.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking H-double-E-B?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Know it well.
From saying it or hearing it or...
People calling you? Need
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. You know.
He hangs out with older people in Hollywood, you know.
Hang out with older people who are also themselves H-E-double-E-Bs.
Oh, my God.
We're going to cut all this out. Julian's going to say no, but we're going to cut it.
Nope. No, we won't, Corey.
He'd also speak very positively of slavery. One example being when he said this.
Some people need to be slaves. I wish they would bring slavery back. I would certainly buy a few. Don't think he understands how that works.
It's like when some like Americans who like were obviously descended from Irish peasants talk about bringing back the aristocracy. It's like you would not be on top in this situation. You were bored into that.
That would not be good for you, sir.
Sean Craig for the Daily Beast also found that there was a Duolingo account under the same email Robinson used for Nude Africa, which had the name Mark attached to it, that was learning German. So, you know, dude. Maybe he's reading Goethe. It's hard to say, really, why he would do that.
This has got to be one of the weirdest kind of, like, online Stockholm syndromes. It's like you're Stockholm syndroming, like, the whole, by the whole culture, you know? The whole culture's slowly cooking your mind and being like, you know what? I like this person a lot, and I'm exactly like
them. It's cool.
It's like, there's a small issue.
just one tiny detail.
Just one tiny issue, sir.
The fallout from this story has been catastrophic for Robinson's political career, of course, with all but three of his campaign staffers resigning after it broke. Unfortunately for Republicans, it's apparently too late to take Robinson off the ballot as their gubernatorial candidate for next month's election, and Stein, the Democrat running, is leading Robinson by 17 points in polls taken this week.
Mm-hmm.
You see the story break, and there's a part of me that's like, what if they're just like, so what? You know, like Republican voters?
Yeah.
But no.
Are we ready there? No.
No, it's two. No. Plus 17.
You can't.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, DOA. Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll have some more free time to lurk on some more forums and write some more posts.
Maybe he'll get a new email this time.
Do what he loves, smelling piss as it's freshly being pissed onto his chest and eating asshole.
I do love the idea that he has like the most boring sex life possible.
Yeah.
And it's just purely sexual fantasy.
That's right.
I mean, could be.
Yeah. It's called fantasy live. Who are you judging?
That's true. We're getting like Patreon comments where people are like, I love piss and assholes, and this episode made me really sad.
Yeah.
Other Republicans are being rather coy about their attempts at a defense of the sinking ship candidate, with Trump remaining neutral on the subject, but not withdrawing a previous endorsement he made to him. According to the Washington Post, one of the still remaining members of Robinson's team reached out to Trump in order to help persuade Robinson to drop out of the race. And it also seems like it would be rather impossible to find a replacement even if he did step down, as anyone who campaigned in his wake would have to campaign under the slogan, a vote for Mark Robinson is actually a vote for me, as it's too late to get the actual ballots changed.
Mm.
So, you know, you don't put in Mark Robinson on the ballot and it's me. We're the same.
Yeah, just write in Hitler or... You know,
yeah, I imagine that most Republican
Peter Steele,
most Republican governor candidates don't want to be associated with, like, you know, butthole and piss. They're probably like, just let the Democrat win for this one. Like, we're sunk.
But it appears that despite all the attempts to get him to bow out, Robinson has retreated to his Führer bunker. And as of September 30th, he's continuing his electoral bid in North Carolina. In response to the initial CNN story, he was quoted as saying this.
Look, I'm not going to get into the minutiae about how somebody manufactured these salacious tabloid lies, but I can tell you this. There's been over $1 million spent on me through AI by a billionaire's son who's bound and determined to destroy me. The things that people can do with the internet now is incredible. But what I can tell you is this. Again, these are not my words.
The things that people can do with the internet now is incredible is also what he said when he found Nude Africa initially.
There's a billionaire corporation. They've sent a Terminator back through time to log into this site's account and make posts.
I'm sorry, boy. They've invented a new way to jack off.
While you might think it would be very difficult for Robinson to even begin to rehire staffers, a few days after the scandal broke, he would announce that the remainder of his campaign would be managed by none other than Jack Berkman.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Jack coming in to pick up the pieces once again.
God shift damn, into overdrive. Back. Berkman never dies. Wool never dies.
Governor, I heard you've got a pee-pee and butthole problem. I've got the solution. Looks like a job for Jack Berkman.
If you're unfamiliar with how funny this is, here's the literal first paragraph of Berkman's Wikipedia page.
Jack Berkman, born 1965 or 1966, is an American conspiracy theorist, fraudster, convicted felon, and conservative lobbyist. Berkman and far-right conspiracy theorist Jacob Wool have allegedly been responsible for multiple unsuccessful plots to frame public figures for fictitious sexual assaults, including in October 2018 against U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, in April 2019 against 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, and in April 2020 against White House Coronavirus Task Force member Anthony Fauci.
Excuse me, they're forgetting that they had a brief... They had a brief Elizabeth Warren BDSM story.
Yes, I forgot about that one.
They're leaving out the... Yeah.
Wall and Berkman have got up to many ridiculous, absurd schemes.
They're like, maybe we should change things up. We're usually accusing people of sexual assault, but maybe this time we should try denying that it happened.
So Robinson's campaign is not going well, and we can expect the next governor of North Carolina to be a Democrat. I suppose.
Well, his campaign to like have his face covered in piss and shit and just eat ass and
successful
and lick it up is going well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's got a promising career as a, you know, fan fiction writer, potentially.
Totally. Absolutely.
Night of the Wronged Wives.
In 2015, there was a data leak of the dating website Ashley Madison, which for those unaware is dedicated specifically to facilitate cheating. One important component of this leak was that all the emails that were used to sign up for the site were publicly released, meaning if you suspected that your partner had signed up for it, you can go and search for their address. Although anyone can sign up anyone's email, so it doesn't necessarily show that they used it. You're probably wondering why such an old leak is involved in such a recent story. Well, this was a result of the subject of our last story, Mark Robinson, as a report by Politico also revealed that the email he used on all those other sites were included in the Ashley Madison leak. Of course.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, this guy loves his first, his last name, and using the same email for everything. I bet his password's the same for everything.
I'm sure. Well, this news by itself isn't all that eventful. As his wife continues to support him and his career was already over, it did raise an important question for a lot of people online. What other Republican politicians who have risen to prominence after the leak in 2015 have their emails included on the site? DC reporter Lauren Windsor took to Twitter on September 19th to report that she had found far-right anti-woke crusader Christopher Rufo's email had been signed up for the website.
Oh yeah, recently we had a little bit of a altercation between the podcast Twitter account and Mr. Rufo.
Was there a back and forth? Did I miss this? I wasn't online.
Yeah, there was. There was indeed.
Wait, actually, I'll look at it later.
You're such a fucking Twitter... like drama maven. You're like, wait, guys, can we just pause?
I want to know.
Yeah. No, I can't remember how it happened, but I think he confused us with QAnon people exactly what it was, but.
Wait, who confused us?
Chris Rufo.
Oh.
Anyways, we can move on.
Yeah.
On a Twitter thread, Windsor wrote this.
Email address belonging to conservative Chris Rufo found in Ashley Madison data dump. It's possible that someone else registered his email to the site, but I confirmed that the registered email is active and is his.
According to info found in the leak, someone with the email chrisrufo@gmail.com signed up for Ashley Madison in June of 2014. Rufo, of course, had some choice words for Windsor. When she sent an email to the address asking if the user had used Ashley Madison, Christopher Rufo responded an hour later saying this.
No, but I heard these guys did.
Attached seems to be a photo of five individuals at a 2022 event for Republican Glenn Youngkin, dressed in a similar outfit as the Unite the Right Charlottesville Nazi rallies.
Oh, but this, yeah, this was like a stupid ass fucking Lincoln Project stunt. Yep. God damn
it. They were trying to frame Youngkin and make him look bad because he refused to denounce Trump.
So I'd like smart, to do man. A whole episode complaining about the Lincoln Project. Somebody let me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, we should once, you know, we kill Travis.
Confusing response by Rufo aside, one problem with the response is that it confirmed that the address signed up for Ashley Madison is in fact utilized by Christopher Rufo. Okay. As not only did he respond in typical nonsense Rufo style to the email, but he decided to respond in a separate email address that was tied to his website. So, you know.
Smart.
Yeah,
smart.
Great. Rufo would then go to Twitter to publicly respond to the allegations, quote tweeting Windsor and saying this.
This is complete bullshit. As you admit later in the thread, I have never used Ashley Madison. If you want to attack me or my politics, that's fine. But leave my wife and children out of it, you disgusting hack.
I'm not sure exactly what he means by her admitting that he never used it, but Rufo continues in the thread.
I'm reading this more closely, and the accusation is that I signed up for Ashley Madison in 2014, used it in an attempt to fool around on the mother of my children, and that my 8-year-old signed up for Ashley Madison using my credit card and email. This is verifiably false. I have never used this website, and Lauren Windsor has provided zero evidence to the contrary. Moreover, her specific accusations are easily debunked. I was single in 2014, so the insinuation that I signed up for a website designed for married people seeking affairs, or even more grotesquely, that my son, whom I first met and then adopted years after this date, signed up for it using my credit card, is a total fabrication and a disgraceful slander against a child. Lauren Windsor has previously admitted to perpetrating the Youngkin Nazi hoax, and this is an equally fake and partisan smear. A truly repulsive human being.
What is going on here? Please explain
to us. It seems like he attached that as an epic clapback because she thought that the Lincoln Project people were Nazis and that it was Glenn Youngkin's fault. That it reflected poorly on him. And it seems like in some deleted tweets, Windsor speculated about Rufo cheating on his now wife and noting that he has an 8-year-old son. And so he's responding by saying, well, I adopted my 8-year-old son after that. And I was single in 2014.
Okay, so we're good then?
Yes, I think so.
Like he didn't do
this? Yeah, I don't, it's confusing to me because the idea of like being on Ashley Madison, just I guess for the love of the game, like I want to date some cheaters.
Spicy.
Yeah.
But more difficult to prove for sure, especially since dating apps with non-married people were, you know, pretty popular in 2014.
He then tries to prove his innocence by posting his email to the Have I Been Pwned service, which looks up if you've been in any leaks, where it doesn't mention anything related to Ashley Madison. Although others like Stephen Monticelli noted that the reason his email didn't come up on that site was because, to quote him,
the Ashley Madison data leak is not publicly searchable on Have I Been Pwned.
So, of course it wouldn't. Monticelli confirmed that the email does show up on the Ashley Madison leak using sites like leaklookup.com. And also noted that the email found in the leak was used when Rufo filled out his candidacy for Seattle City Council in 2018. So it's clearly like an email he actively uses, and it was clearly on the site.
Yeah.
Many individuals online asked a question that I didn't see any response from Rufo about. While it's certainly possible for someone else to have entered his email into the site in 2014, why would they have done that when he wasn't known at the time? Like, Rufo's rise to prominence is, like, fairly recent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there are like data breachers who basically will just try any combination of somebody's name who's been in a data breach, like with @Gmail, @Hotmail, whatever it is. I mean, I don't think it's like 100% proven that he did this, but it's also 100% not proven.
What?
100% not proven.
Okay.
I said I don't think it's 100% one way or the other.
I'm having to look into the back of my dirty van and just kind of just liberally smack my hand back there to get Liv to try to stop smearing someone with no proof and Jake to make any sense at all. So
yeah,
I'm just slapping back there. I'm going, you idiots.
Yeah, yeah, get out, you idiots. He is letting me and Liv off on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's right.
He's holding the hand of the journalist who's there to document his story.
Correct.
Regardless of all this, Rufo has now apparently attempted to sue Windsor, sending her a notice of preservation obligation in relation to her tweets. This is rather ironic considering the fact that the leaked Ashley Madison info claimed that the user who signed up to the site using chrisrufo@gmail.com lived in Topanga, California, and Rufo allegedly deleted any tweets mentioning that he lived in Topanga during this period.
Okay.
So we're getting somewhere. Yeah, we're getting somewhere.
There's something there. Yeah, come
you
on.
Know, it's not a slam dunk by any means.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing this podcast out of tabloid infamy and into true journalism.
I mean, at the same time, though, you know what? I'm not going to say anything.
What? Then don't say anything. Why are you talking?
I was gonna say something, but then I decided it wasn't worth speculating.
You're a podcaster.
Yeah.
Surely... nothing.
As of now, this seems to be all the story has amounted to. And even if it doesn't directly, you know, destroy Rufo's current marriage, it's still very funny.
That would be even funnier to you? It's very mean. Homewrecker.
You're right. What possible reason would I have to dislike such a nice man, such as Christopher Rufo?
Can't imagine.
And Rufo is not the only Republican to be burned by this increased attention to the old leaks. One example being a story by Zach Shaw, which found Republican congressional candidate in Wisconsin Paul Judge, who was endorsed by Trump, on the leaked website.
Wow, you're really making sure we find out about all the perversions of this party.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Not biased in any way.
No. They haven't been waging all-out war.
No.
On a very specific subsection of people. They don't deserve this.
Yeah, gamers.
Just kidding. We should bomb all of them. And I wish everyone covered in this like should be for sure.
I also agree that they should be bleeped. It's really...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no good guys in this story.
Nope.
No.
Except maybe some of the readers on the nude site that Robertson was
learning.
Reporting to. They stay winning. They're getting a lot of great stories about Tinkle and
Tinkle.
You know, other stuff, and they're
it's
probably having
baby.
A really good. They're learning about sisters, threesomes, anal, wet. So they're. I think they're having a great time. They're getting some quality content from a person who is in the government.
I hope he gets back to posting.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, you know, yeah, he could get back to it and then just keep going. I mean, fuck it. Why not? If you've burned yourself, yeah, fuck it.
He's going to, when he signs up for his new account, he's going to be like, I learned my lesson last time. He's like, barkflobertson@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Mark R.
No, that's too obvious. I'm going to go with M. Robinson.
Well, thank you so much, Liv, for bringing us a truly twisted episode, as usual. Where can people find your stuff, right? I'm hearing there's a website.
I could go to livagar.com, subscribe to my newsletter, talk about politics, current events, culture, philosophy, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for being a QA subscriber listener. For everything else, we've got a website, qapodcast.com. Listener, until next week, may the Lizzo and Nuzzy, the Nuzzy and Lizza bless and beep you.
We have auto-queued content based on your preferences.
Devoted to the strength of her union, Elena Connor traveled halfway across the country for her husband's career.
Cheaters is basically a show where if someone feels that their partner may not be faithful to them and they don't have the means otherwise, they contact our show. We have investigators that, if the case is accepted, will follow their mate until they can determine whether they're being genuine and faithful.
I never imagined that it will be something like this.
Had detectives following you for the last couple of weeks.
At the end of the day, what usually gets someone caught is that they think they're too intelligent to get caught. And the minute someone thinks that, that's the first step down the road to us showing up.
She was picked up by this gentleman today.
What you doing? Who is that?
Chilling.
What's up, bro? Yeah, bro, I don't even know. This ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
There are some cases, and really, and I don't want this to be sappy, but the ones that I'm most happy about are the ones where they work out their issues. And that doesn't always mean that they stay together. Just that they recognize and respect the other individual and realize that they didn't have to go through those lengths to to either, I guess, end a relationship, or they didn't have to make those choices, I guess is a better way to say it.